The question is now not whether decoupling of the two economies will happen, but how far it will go, and who will be targeted next. Chinese tech giant Tencent is a major investor in Reddit, for one. Wanda Group owns AMC Cinemas and Hollywood studio Legendary Entertainment. PR representatives of Chinese companies are terrified of courting American markets lest, as one recently told Time, we become the next Huawei. Or TikTok, it seems. Analysts are now watching to see if Beijing retaliates against U.S. firms with a strong Chinese presence, such as Apple, Microsoft, or Intel. That danger is real, says Frankel. We've seen this kind of tit-for-tat over past years in the U.S.-China relationship. The relationship hasn't looked so rocky in decades. Each side has closed a consulate belonging to the other and expelled journalists. The U.S. has banned Chinese graduate students with ties to the military and piled sanctions on officials over human rights abuses in Xinjiang. A proposal to ban all 92 million CCP members and their families from entering the U.S. is gaining traction. So what does the U.S. gain from this multi-front blitzkrieg? Some suspect China hawks are punishing Beijing before November, mindful of Trump's plummeting polls and the prospect of a Biden White House seeking to build bridges. Some in the administration want to burn as much down as possible, Siegel says, so that it's very hard to reset the relationship.